You are the bride of Christ. You are Jesus' beloved spouse. He is your faithful groom. He is your faithful groom who will provide all that you need. He will do everything necessary to prepare you for an eternity with him. He will always love you. He will always care for you. He will always protect you, and he will always forgive. And regardless of what life brings, he will neither leave you nor forsake you, for you are his eternal bride. And we, as the bride of Christ, offer to him our faithfulness, our obedience, and our love. Paul teaches us that the way Christ treats his bride, the church, is a model for our marriages, and that our marriages model for the world Christ's love for his bride. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, the apostle says. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. He continues by saying, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean. He washed her and cleansed her by the word of God. And he did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or blemish. She will be holy, and she will be without fault. In the same way, husbands, love your wives as you love your own body. For a man who loves his wife actually is loving himself. For no one hates his own body, but he feeds and cares for it just as Christ cares for the church. As Scripture says, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined together with his wife, and the two are united into one. This is an astounding mystery. It is an illustration of the way Christ and his church are one. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. So it's not surprising that when the Pharisees attempt to trap Jesus by questioning him about divorce, that Jesus responds in the way he did. For even though Moses permitted divorce as a concession to the hardness of Israel's heart, Jesus knew, as Malachi did, the Father's perspective on the matter. I hate divorce, says the Lord, the God of Israel. To divorce your wife is to overwhelm her with cruelty. So guard your heart and do not be unfaithful to your wife. Jesus took his Father's perspective to heart, and he embodied and demonstrated that perspective in his unending love and faithfulness to you, his bride. Brothers and sisters, there is no greater example of marital faithfulness than that of Jesus' faithfulness to you, his bride, the church. It is an example that we as the church in turn embody in our earthly marriages as we strive to always love as he loves, to always care as he cares, to always protect as he protects, and to always forgive as he forgives. And regardless of what life brings, to never forsake our earthly spouse, just as we will never be forsaken by our heavenly groom, Jesus. May our marriages be living reminders of Christ and his bride, the church. And for those of us who have experienced the entanglement and the pain of divorce and have suffered because of its unfaithfulness, Jesus Christ, our groom, will never be unfaithful to you. For you are the bride of Christ. Amen.